Hey, welcome back to possibly the last episode of Song and Self. I don't know, possibly, it's up in the air. But this, of course, Song and Self, is the podcast where someone will suggest a song, give me a recommendation for a song, whether they like it or not, no matter the genre of the song, whether it's meaningful or not meaningful, and as long as it's not too explicit, I will do a lyrical analysis of the song to the best of my ability. Now, for this episode, I will be analyzing Particle Man by They Might Be Giants. Now, I'm pretty sure They Might Be Giants is a pretty well-known band, but if you don't know about them, they're an alternative rock band formed in, I believe, 1982. But they're a very fun band. They do a lot of very comical songs. They have very fun, upbeat music and a lot of very blunt humor. I think they did the original score for the SpongeBob SquarePants Broadway musical. I don't know, that's pretty cool, but I've definitely laughed at a lot of their songs listening to it because they have very blunt humor. That being said, their music does have a lot of depth behind it too if you really go to look at it. And though my interpretation of Particle Man today might be a little bit of a reach, I still think you should really like this song, because I really like this song, and I think you should still listen. So yeah, let's just get into it. Triangle Man, Triangle Man, Triangle Man hits Particle Man. They have a fight, Triangle wins, Triangle Man. Okay, so as I said, my analysis might be a bit of a stretch, but even so, this song is really fun, and I think this will be a really fun episode. So yeah, let's just get right into the lyrics. So the first verse, the first line is Particle Man, the namesake of the song, doing the things a particle can. Now, of course, the first thing I thought of was a Spider-Man reference, but almost particles seem even a lot more mundane for this, so I feel like first thing they're doing is making the sound cool for comedic effect, or maybe even making it sound boring, you know? All he's doing is just doing the things a particle can, not anything special. The next line is, what's he like? It's not important. And I think this kind of just hammers in the first line's comedic effect, because Particle Man is just one of so many particles making up the Earth, it's almost like he's not important, even though he is a key function. Without him, it would almost feel like there isn't much of a change. Also, I feel like they might say it's not important because just in the next verse, his character is just gone from the song. It's just terminated. And of course, we'll see that in the next verse. Then he just goes, Particle Man, is he a dot or is he a speck? Speaking in particle terms, these are good questions, but when I listened to this, I was like, he seems like he'd be even smaller than either. So at first I thought it was, you know, I didn't actually think this, but I thought it was the songwriters just like filling in lines because they need line space. But I also think it's just because they're showing how little attention that they're paying to Particle Man. You know, is he a dot? Is he a speck? You know, it doesn't matter because, you know, what's he like? It's not important. When he's underwater, does he get wet or does the water get him instead? Now, as a particle, he would be the size of the water molecules. So, therefore, my interpretation of this is the water would get him. There's your answer to the question. But right after he asked these questions, the next verse is, nobody knows Particle Man. And almost, this line is almost sung like he's brushed it off, so he just asks all these questions about Particle Man, and then he just doesn't bother to care or even go into it. He just kind of just, like, leaves it there. There's Particle Man. He exists. He's not important. That's basically how I see this first verse. But it's an introduction to Particle Man. So the next line introduces a new character. They go, Triangle Man, Triangle Man. Triangle Man hates Particle Man. Now, this is a pretty nice introduction to a character. Gives Triangle Man's name, and it shows his motives. But also, you know, they say put your best foot forward. Triangle Man hates Particle Man. That's not the best thing. But I think it does introduce Triangle Man's character pretty well. They have a fight. Triangle wins. And so then after that line, the entire character of Particle Man is gone. The first verse was the only thing we ever hear about Particle Man, and after Particle Man and Triangle Man's fight, and Triangle wins, that's all that we hear of Particle Man. And I guess Triangle Man just hates Particle Man, and whatever he hates, he can fight and just win. And right after, it just says Triangle Man again. I think this verse is kind of the introduction to Triangle Man, and Triangle Man, I'll get into all the roles of the characters later at the end, but this is kind of showing Triangle Man's destructive nature. You know, it doesn't really talk about Triangle Man in any other way. It just says he hates Particle Man and he fights him and wins. That's all that happens. The next verse introduces our third character, Universe Man. Universe Man, Universe Man, size of the entire Universe Man. Now, the names of these characters are very descriptive of all the characters. It kind of fits the mold pretty well. Universe Man is the size of the entire universe, but we, except for Triangle Man, we don't really know what's going on with Triangle Man. Another description of Universe Man, the next line, is usually kind to smaller man. Now, here is where we dive in a little deeper to the characters, and I was thinking of Universe Man could represent a spirituality or a god or a deity in somewhere. Where Universe Man is usually kind to smaller man, this is showing that religions that look up to their deities, that most religions see their deities as being kind to them. You know, they don't see, like, God being, like, this mean person. But some religions do. That's why he's usually kind to smaller man. Universe Man. He's got a watch with a minute hand, millennium hand, and an eon hand. So not only is Universe Man humongous, but he also lives a cosmically long time. Again, kind of with deities, you know. He's this all-powerful figure, except he doesn't really seem to be using his power that much. He seems like a pretty mundane person with a watch. He's just the size of the universe, and he's pretty kind. And the next line is, and when they meet, it's happy land. When he's saying when they meet, of course, he's talking about the hands of the watch. And I think this is talking about how us humans kind of view astrology, and how we see these major events in time as super significant, when really it's just Universe Man's watch finally meeting up. Powerful man, Universe Man. That's the end of the introduction to Universe Man's character, and I'd like to note that Universe Man is the only person Triangle Man doesn't fight in this song. And I think that's because Universe Man is also the only person who's more powerful than Triangle Man. So Triangle Man only seems to be fighting person that are smaller or lesser in power than him. The final character we're introduced to, the fourth character, is Person Man. Person Man, Person Man. I think this is funny because it feels like there's no need to put person before this if we have man right after it. And I think that's showing the depressing and almost useless part of this character, but we'll get more into that later. His description is hit on the head with a frying pan, lives his life in a garbage can, Person Man. That is the description of him. It's not like with Particle Man or Universe Man where it's saying size of the entire universe or doing the things with a particle can. It just says he got hit on the head with a frying pan and he lives his life in a garbage can. And, I don't know, I find that pretty funny, it's kind of comedic, but I also see this as showing that we don't have to care much about what Person Man looks like or anything, because he could just be representing, like, a larger group of people, you know, he got hit on the head with a frying pan, we don't see his characteristics, because that's not what Person Man's about, it's about what's happened to him. Is he depressed, or is he a mess? These questions kind of came up with Particle Man too, you know, the style of questions. But these seem less like pondering, like with Particle Man, it's is he a dot or is he a speck? This is just, is he depressed or is he a mess? It's a little bit more of a depressing look on him. Does he feel totally worthless? This is a question almost as if the singer couldn't see Person Man not feeling worthless, I noticed. Like, Person Man's like, oh, well, I don't feel worthless, I feel great. And he's like, why don't you feel worthless? You know, the singer's very unprompted asking this question. He's basically degrading Person Man. Who came up with Person Man? This is him just asking, who came up with Person Man? This guy, I would not want to see this type of guy in my media. He is not this empowering figure. He doesn't have a good character arc. He just has a really sad, depressing life. Degraded man, Person Man. And that's like the end of Person Man's introduction. And I think, of course, I keep saying this, but I will, at the end of the song, we'll get into this more, but I think Person Man could represent the human race, as well as the lower class, and how they're so degraded, and it's almost depressing, though, to think about the human race's existence, and how, like, we've kind of run ourselves into the ground, and now we're living our life in a garbage can. But we'll get into that. So the next line is Triangle Man, Triangle Man. Triangle Man hates Person Man. So now we can see that Triangle Man kind of hates everyone that is less powerful than him, which started my gears turning, and I was thinking that Triangle Man could represent the government or a more corrupt upper class person, you know, viewing the world as everything that's lower than them they hate and they have to fight, because of course the next line is they have a fight, Triangle wins. And of course this powerful person will win the fight because they can just do that, you know, they have the necessities, whereas Person Man, who might be lower class or lower down below Triangle Man, doesn't have the necessities, isn't able to fight Triangle Man and win. And the last line of the song is just them saying Triangle Man. Now, the first thing that's funny about this to me, I'm just going to talk about the song now, is that the song is titled Particle Man, but Particle Man is like only in the very beginning of the song. The most recurring character is Triangle Man, but also Triangle Man's only recurring, you know, to beat up other people. But yeah, Particle Man was just at the very beginning of the song, and I was thinking, why is this about them? And I think that Particle Man, all of this song is talking about power and corruption of human beings. So let's start with Particle Man. Particle Man I see as a working class or an essential worker that is undermined. Because just like particles, these people, they're very undermined. They almost support society. They're kind of like the basis. We need them to work if they're an essential worker. But also, we just very much don't care about them, and this is also a very timely thing, you know? They're not represented well enough in the media or anything. It's like, what's he like? It's not important, you know? We just kind of use him for what he is, and we don't really care about him. We just kind of brush him off. So that's how I see Particle Man. Next, looking at Universe Man, I see Universe Man as a higher-up position. I said deity before, but he could also just be seen as, like, someone higher up than Particle Man, like, or not Particle Man, Triangle Man. Someone higher up than Triangle Man, maybe his boss or something. But he could be a less corrupt version of them. He's not using his power for evil, he's using his power for good. And that's how I see Universe Man. Going into Triangle Man, I definitely see Triangle Man as a powerful person. This could be upper class, this could be the government, but just someone in power who's gone corrupt because of the power they have. So now, with all these people that are lower than them, like Particle Man and Person Man, they're just picking on them and taking what they can from them. And also, just to note, Triangle Man is a triangle, just like that whole Illuminati, you know, Illuminati confirmed, that was a big thing for a while. But I just see Triangle Man as the corrupt who has it easy. I'm not going to go into the Illuminati. And then finally, as I kind of touched on before, I see Person Man as the lower class, or just like an average person. Person Man is the most degraded of everyone because they weren't given the necessities to be able to work like Particle Man. But instead of just being brushed off like Particle Man is, Person Man is actively degraded by the singer. And this is because Person Man was hit on the head with a frying pan. This could be shown as being born into poverty and living his life in a garbage can. And he's not able to get out of this because, of course, he's not given the necessities. And when the time comes, Triangle Man's just going to come and beat him up because that's all Triangle Man knows how to do to people like that. So yeah, that is my analysis on the song Particle Man by They Might Be Giants. Now, of course, I'd like to say this song, when taken at face value, or many values, does not seem like it would be a social commentary at all, and I am definitely not saying that it is. This is just my analysis of the song, trying to find a deeper meaning than just the comedic lyrics. But yeah, so that is my analysis, and of course, They Might Be Giants is a great band. I definitely recommend listening to them. A lot of their tunes will get stuck in your head a ton, but yeah, go stream Particle Man, go stream They Might Be Giants songs, go buy their music, go do whatever, because they're a great band, and I might see you in the next episode of Song and Self, if there ever is one. Bye!